from the Lorain County Metro Parks, Vanessa Cuesta. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning. I smell bacon, too.
Do you? Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing like a morning to start with.
Bacon's a good thing, right?
Bacon's a real good thing. As soon as you open the door, you're hit with bacon.
There's a theme here. We have that whole thing about the pig roast that the VFW is having. There's some kind of barbecue thing going on.
It's right there.
See, look at that bacon. Yes.
Well, I was distracted by the giant pile of hash browns that's right next to the bacon. You have to make sure your plate is well fortified. And then the third part is the egg. That's right over there as well. How do you like your eggs?
Over easy.
Over easy.
I like them on top of my hash browns.
All mixed together like that, so then it kind of runs through it.
Can try that later.
I like separate. I'm a separate food kind of guy. Keep all the food separate.
Do you have one of those kid plates at home? Like, you know, the
no comment on that right now.
Do you eat everything separately?
You finish the one and go to the next? I don't know. Sometimes, perhaps. The toast is the joiner, though. The toast can kind of dabble in and out between different things. That's all I'm saying. Enough about my eating habits for breakfast. Let's talk about what's happening with the Lorain County Metro Parks. Cascade Park.
Cascade's a big one right now.
Yes.
That seems to be on everyone's tongue these days. And I know a lot of people were kind of upset when they saw what we did to Cascade, because literally it was as flat as this table. But, you know, it was an old park. And we had to update the sewer and the electric. So, you know, you have to start with a clean slate in order to do all that. But our efforts to make Cascade more accessible, inclusive, and sustainable is our primary focus. So the improvements that have been completed at the 19 acres, have you been to the 19 acres part?
I've only seen some big overhead picture of.
So that's a good glimpse of what the future of Cascade's gonna bring. So this phase will include a new entrance, to the roadway and parking lots, a large shelter, and an inclusive playground, which is sponsored by the Elyria Rotary. And the playground is going to include climbers, gliders, swings, a wall with cascading waterfalls. That'll be a play station. It's just going to be fun. And in addition to that, there'll be special needs facilities with adjacent to the playground, a new roadway to be pulled back to allow trails meandering down by the river. The sledding hill will still be there. I know that is a big question, what's going to happen to the sledding hill. But the roadway will run parallel to the sledding hill, the new roadway. And then future phases will include shelters, restrooms, nature centers, and then upgrades to Elywood. So we have a lot going on there.
Seems like it. So when you first take over a project like that, I guess you have to survey everything to sort of know what the terrain is, what the soil is like, how things you're able to do. And I guess that's sort of the basic planning, and then you start this kind of project.
Correct. I mean, and we knew, I mean, obviously, because we had public meetings, you attended our public meetings, so we knew what Cascade was going to look like and how we wanted it to be for future generations, because we want it to be a park for future generations. We don't want you to just be able to drive through. We want you to park your car and get out and enjoy the park.
And part of it, too, is you've got water down there, unlike some other parks. That's a key issue.
Absolutely, yes, which is why we're focusing on trails that go along the river, because that's a beautiful area there.
What is the timeline right now? Do you know?
Yeah, I do. July of next year is hopefully our date to open the park, because that's going to coincide with the Elyria Rotary's 100th anniversary, and they're a big sponsor to that playground.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
So hopefully I answered a lot of questions about Cascade.
All right.
Well, you mentioned these things, sliders, gliders. You had all this, like,
I want to know what a glider is.
Well, that's what I was going to get into.
Well, a glider is where where two people can sit, and it has a floor, and you go back and forth this way.
And like a swing. It seems like a swing.
Well,
it glides like a glider.
But it's not hanging. It's on track, sort of.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Like that old people porch swing kind of
thing.
I thought of that. I almost said that
one of those
in
things,
reference
gliders,
to yes.
That little, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cuts down on your motion sickness.
I guess so. So what else is happening with the Metro Parks? We're into the fall. You guys are big in the fall.
We are big in the fall. Right. As a matter of fact, when I was leaving work yesterday, they were baling the hay. which is, you know, getting ready for the
maize or something
for
like
the
that,
maize. The corn's already been cut for the maize. We're ready to go. But we use all of our own hay bales for the hay wagon rides and then for, the, of course, the Halloween fair. Halloween fair, October 13th is the first weekend.
How many people went through there last year? Any idea?
That number's not in my head anymore, but we average about 4,000 people in a night, and that's six nights. So,
pretty good.
30,000 people probably. And it was, you know what? It was beautiful last year, too. The weather was absolutely perfect.
Any kind of central theme this year for the displays? Or just
Halloween,
or,
pumpkins.
Okay.
I think, you know, maybe, we did dinosaurs this year in April. That was our big display. So maybe a few dinosaurs will be returning for Halloween fair.
Zombie unicorns. I'm just trying to get you a theme. I'm thinking other than scary witches and skeletons and that, what else?
Zombie unicorns.
That's what I'm thinking.
I like it.
A little bit like
Pumpkin
that,
so. Lagoon, that'll be back. Mom's the word.
Okay.
Oh,
don't
boy.
Start.
All
right. Unless you're going to show up at a planning meeting for this, don't start throwing out ideas
at
this point.
I want to just say one thing about that. Pumpkin Lagoon, because we, Lorain County Metro Parks, is celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. So Halloween Fair is part of that big anniversary. So we might do a little throwback to that, too.
Okay.
So it'll be a surprise for everyone.
Surprise,
yes,
right.
yes.
It's not the same old, same old. You got to go, right? You got to go and find
you
out.
You have to go. That's right. Absolutely right. Yeah. You know, we're going to shake it up a little bit this year.
All right. Now, one other thing, too. We see you have your Live United T-shirt on today.
Yes.
And there is a program at Midview High School. Metro Parks is part of that. You took part last year. What's that all about?
We are so proud to be part of the United We Sweat. There's, of course, United Way LCC, the General Health Department, the Y, and Lorain County Metro Parks. And last year, actually, this is our third year for doing this at Midview, and we have this year we have 933 kids coming, and it is quite an event. I mean, we have bouncy houses, we have all kinds of hydration stations, drive sober stations, don't text and drive, so it's an educational plus a healthy living day for them. It's fun.
What will you be
10
doing
o'clock.
There?
I'm going to be working at a bounce house and appropriate.
Well, you'll be in the bounce house.
Well, we always test them out before the kids come.
Of course you do. Sure. Isn't that part of the fun?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
It is. Absolutely, it is. And then I'm going to be working the don't drink and drive station.
Sounds great. I know we'll let you get to that this morning. We appreciate you coming in, sharing us, giving us an update on Cascade and what's happening with the Lorain County Metro Parks.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me in.
Thanks for coming in. Vanessa Klesta with the Lorain County Metro Parks.